going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What happened, though, to start this series and what set this series on its trajectory, I feel like is a very relevant piece of business for these Pirates, because I am a firm believer that umpires in baseball, that referees in basketball, to some extent hockey, although that's just a crapshoot in and of itself, and then I think sometimes in football too, definitely in football, officials tend to favor the team that's good or that's supposed to be good, always the home team too, I would say. I think there have been studies done. And they tend a little bit to go against a team that isn't good or isn't supposed to be good. In other words, if you're a bad team, they make it a little tougher on you unconsciously. If you're a good team, you probably get more of the breaks. And if there's ever been an example of a team that's better than the Pirates getting a break and the Pirates getting sand kicked in their face, if there's ever been an example of it, it was that call. I believe that umpire, Donnie, was making his day. That was like call up from the minors, some random jamoke, terrible call. Donnie Kelly gets tossed. McCutchen spends the entire next, like the rest of the game, basically, with his arms across his chest, just staring at the guy. Just a horrible job and a potentially decisive call in that game, and it goes against the Pirates. And I only bring it up to start the show because it was sort of emblematic of how this season has gone. Even how Don Kelly's tenure as manager has gone a little bit. The Pirates play a much cleaner game, play a close game, still end up getting the rug pulled out from under them at the end. Lucy moves the football, Charlie Brown, yoink! Then you've got the audacity, if you're that umpire, by the way, to jaw-jack Henry Davis after he's rightfully showing you up standing on home plate. Just a terrible look all the way around for the umpire. A bad break for the Pirates, but the only tangible thing it really means for the baseball club here is that the 22-game mark of Don Kelly's tenure sees them with a 10-12 record during that time and sees them not at 500 for that 22-game span. Should be 11-11. You can argue that they might not have won that game. Fair enough. They should have won yesterday. They didn't. Happens to bad teams who can't still figure out their bullpens. You blow leads like they did. But they had one potentially get away from them. And so the broader, I think, discussion about the Pirates, though, is this. Because, like, you take this entire series in its full measure, that bad call, and by the way, I'll get to what Andrew McCutchen said about it in a second, because I do think there's some relevance there to what he said after the game, even though he looked like he was ready to strangle the ump, and I don't blame him. The broader picture of the Pirates is this right now. When Derek Shelton got fired, the team was 12-26. They were in the midst of a string of games that ended up reaching 26, which became became a major league record, I believe.
Or did they tie?
Tied it. I'm sorry, yeah. Because I was thinking of the auction house, Donnie. Thank you. They got what they needed to get done in time for me. They did avoid dubious history and getting to 27 games with four fewer runs. So it's a tenure that starts in the midst of this awful streak that ends up tied for the worst ever in Major League Baseball. And given the era the Pirates play in and given the era the other teams played in who share this dubious record, it probably looks worse for the Pirates than just about everybody else involved. It's been a tenure, though, that I would argue has been marked by them looking very watchable, much more watchable than they did under Derek Shelton, where it was like a funerary march every single game, where it felt like new low points were being discovered all the time, and where you almost watched it, I think even as like maybe a diehard fan, hoping in the back of your mind that it would get even worse so that the owner, who had already deputized the general manager to fire the field manager, might just lose his patience and say, forget about this. This is so bad. This roster's so bad. I'm blowing out the guy who did it too, and he's going to be on the unemployment line, and we'll just make it work from here. We'll let the scouting director pick the roster, and then maybe he's gone, wholesale changes, et cetera, et cetera. The funny thing about it is that looking like they've looked under Don Kelly, at least for me, is going to have one major potential unintended consequence. I think it's going to strengthen, if they keep this basic level of play up, it's going to strengthen Ben Cherington's case to keep his job, which I don't think is what you should be rooting for if you are a Pirate fan. If you're a Pirate, I bet you're probably not rooting for it either. That's just a guess. If you're Ben Cherington and the team continues to play around 500 ball and they're playing watchable baseball, they're scoring some runs here and there. They look like you're seeing Brian Reynolds drag himself out of the doldrums. Henry Davis is going to be up and down, but he showed a little bit of a sign of life. If you're Ben Cherington, you could say, yeah, I made a horrible mistake. We should have, you know, gotten Derek Shelton out of there. Don Kelly has invigorated this team. I saw Noah Hyles today kind of write that he's given them something of a spark. I would agree. They look like a better baseball team. They look like a more controlled baseball team. They look like a more fundamentally sound baseball team. The overall talent deficiency is still a problem, but like they're going out and not humiliating themselves night after night. They've reserved that right for the Colorado Rockies, who are 9-50, in case you haven't checked. Like they've actually gotten four games clear of the White Sox, who are also horrible. They're merely very bad and not historical pace bad. And if you're Ben Cherington, you go to your boss and say, listen, I should have done this last year. We should have done this last year. I didn't build you a very bad team. I built you the exact team that you thought you'd get. They're heavy on pitching. They need some guys to hit who we're hoping do hit. And if that happens, we're going to contend. We're at least going to compete because we've got really good starting pitching that, by the way, I put into place. Bailey Falter finished May with a .76 ERA. Paul Skeens is very much Paul Skeens. Like, the guys who go out there and take the ball are, by and large, doing their jobs. And so if I were Ben Cherington, I'd say, well, hey, you know, you could go back and look at the guy that was still running the show day to day. That was his thing, and he didn't do a very good job of it. Look how much better and more sound the team looks with Don Kelly. Maybe that's the only move, Bob. Maybe that's all we need to do. And so I'm fighting right now an internal battle. I, like probably everybody else out there, I like watching baseball, even if it's losing baseball sometimes. If at least the team is playing competitively and not humiliating themselves, baseball can be a pretty easy watch day to day. Oh, they lost 3-2. Like, I can get mad about a horrible call on Henry Davis on a strike three and say it's the umpire's fault and at least have a good laugh about that. It's hard to watch bad baseball. It's hard to watch a bad team play embarrassing baseball. They're not playing embarrassing baseball. And so on one hand, I'm like, cool, this is 2.5 to 3 hours that even though it's a fun job and I get to do this for a living, like it also feels fun again. It doesn't feel like a forced thing for me. On the other hand, I don't want the general manager who did assemble this whole squad to keep his job. And I think the longer this goes on, the better job Donnie Kelly does, the better chance he keeps his job. They didn't put an interim label on him. Maybe that was conspicuous at the time, feels more so now. He keeps his job, Ben Cherington keeps his. If you blow out the manager or the general manager here, the manager probably loses his gig. If the manager manages a 500 baseball team the rest of the way, you absolutely get to sit there and make a case that, hey, don't fire me. I had this thing headed in the right direction. We figured out who the problem was. We got rid of him. And so that's the battle I'm fighting. I wonder if you're fighting it too as a Pirates fan right now, watching this team at 412-928-9370. I wonder if you're experiencing the same kind of push-pull that I definitely am. Hey, decent baseball. Hey, they actually look like a team that can play. They look like a team that gives a crap again. That's playing hard for Don Kelly. That's thumbs up. Ben Cherington might keep his job as a result of this. Thumbs down. Very down. Still did not put together a roster that I think on its best day would do more than 82 or 83 wins. That's not good enough. How are you juggling what has been, I would say, a respectable 22-game tenure so far for Don Kelly? Maybe more so when you consider how awful it was when he took over. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. They are a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What do you think about this one, Don? How are you feeling? Donnie Football, he's playing a doubleheader. He's Ernie Banks today. So we're not going to lean too hard on the big guy. We don't want him to lose his voice before 6 o'clock. I already know, by the way, Donnie's got some very entertaining stuff cooked up, some big boy talk cooked up from 6 to 10:30.
They are, without question, playing better and at least looking like a respectable team under Don Kelly. Now, I know that we sometimes see this across sports where a team will make a coaching change and you kind of see that spark, that jolt sent to the guys in the clubhouse or in that locker room. And, you know, because we see it in the NFL, we see it in the NBA, we see it in the NHL. Like, you'll see off the bat, after a coaching change gets made, the team plays a little bit better. Now, in Kelly's case, they actually started out slow, I would say, out of the gate for him, and have since turned it around and have gotten him to nearly 500, where they would have been if not for a blown game yesterday, which we're not going to act like he didn't play a big part in that.
He did. He absolutely did.
The way that the bullpen was managed would have made Derek Shelton very proud.
Yeah, that's the tangible thing. He did a very bad job. I kind of buried the lead there.
Yeah, it's also fair to acknowledge that this could absolutely still hit a wall, and we could see the Pirates crash and burn under Don Kelly, too, because people, I think, are waiting for that.
It's a little less likely to if Reynolds starts to hit like he has been, though, and you keep Cruz at the level he's at, then suddenly your lineup has actual, not depth, obviously, but it has two legitimate major league hitters in there, and you can't just assume that they're going to score two or three runs every game if both of those guys hit.
But also because Derek Shelton was viewed as a scapegoat by at least a portion of the fans. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you could bring in prime Tony La Russa and he wouldn't win with this ball club. Like that was an excuse people loved to make for Shelton in his final days. And maybe that could absolutely happen over the next few months. But it's really inarguable that they look like a real baseball team, a respectable baseball team with Kelly as their manager.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.